Springdale, Arkansas, was at Applegate's Landing. You had some famous guests there, Bill Clinton, Lou Holtz.
Oh, golly, they all favored our place there for some reason. And Lou Holtz was such a, he's the best entertainer. He knows 100 one-liners. He can keep a crowd enthralled. And then Bill Clinton never shuts up. He talks all the time, you know. And nobody agreed with his politics, but well, in Arkansas they did. But
was he governor at that time then?
No, he was a professor of law at the, at the university.
Oh, he hadn't run for office yet. And,
but shortly thereafter, he did run. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the way, you talked about Potato Patch. You had that in Tulsa. Wasn't that next to South Roads Mall?
It was, and my son Dirk ran it. It was the greatest concept we ever developed, but we never got it off the ground because we were really too busy with Pizza Hut and everything else. But that women loved it. We had a gigantic salad bar. We bought nothing but big Idaho spuds. We'd cook them, and then we had 8 or 9 of them that were standard that we'd make for them. Or they could go to the salad bar and put everything on it they wanted. And my golly, we did a fantastic business at South Roads. We had one in Bartlesville, and then we licensed a guy in Memphis to have one, and that's, I don't know if the one in Memphis is still there or not.
How close did you get to the food and the tasting, and you had a new concept and you had tasted, and did you, you're a slender man, you gain a lot of weight being hanging around all this food?
Pat has a great sense of what's good and what's not good. He's really good at it, and we're both pretty good at knowing what would sell and what wouldn't sell, you know. And we developed quite a few new pizzas. We had one we called Razorback Pizza. We really came up with what they call today the Hawaiian people pizza, which was pineapple and ham. And that made a great combination on a pizza. And but we were the first ones to really start putting jalapenos and green chilies and everything like that on a pizza.
But you had to do some taste testing there, didn't you?
Oh, darn right. Yeah.
You know, you talked about Chimmy's Mexican restaurant. I remember that in town. That was a great restaurant. Oh. And for some of that beef was just so wonderful.
Well, our partners there were Jerry Gomez and Nancy Gomez. And Gary was one of the finest Mexican cooks I've ever been around. And he developed all those recipes himself. And they had the one down on 15th. And we'd eat there every day. Pat loves Mexican food. I love Mexican food. And one day I said, Gary, you need a partner? And, oh, boy, do I ever. And so I bought half of it. And Pat didn't want anything to do with it. And so I teamed up with Gary, and we put in 2 more here in Tulsa, 1 over in Springdale, and then he wanted to go to Dallas. So I said, okay, Gary, we'll build one in Dallas. And we did. And that's where Chimmy's kind of went down the tube, because Gary met a pretty waitress we had, and he and Nancy ended up getting divorced. And food was still the best going. We had 4 of them here in Tulsa by then, and they were all doing great. We just, with Gary kind of as the founder out of the deal and Nancy squabbling with everybody, we bought in management, and it wasn't a success. And so I ended up, I'd sold a part of, I was down to 29 or 30% or something like that. And I said, guys, I want out. And they said, well, if you get out, everybody's going to get out, you know. And so we sold out to some boys out of California who they still do a pretty good job. I mean, Chimmy's on 15th in Peoria still does good.
Hmm.
And
wasn't there one on Memorial, south of 71st and Memorial?
Yeah, and we had one at, no, it was 81st in Sheridan, down to 81st in Lewis, and we had one out on either Mingo or Garnett, 31st out there, and they all did good. Well, we had the one on Harvard, 56th and Harvard, and it was very good. It's still there today.
Yeah.